All right, everyone, go ahead and fire away.
What do you think, what do you look at as what you got accomplished this spring with, you know, mini camp OTAs, the workout program? How do you sort of view that of what you got accomplished and the major things that you think you kind of put on your checklist?
Well, it was good, you know, in phase one, it was good to get here and watch our own tape. Watch our own tape as an offense, go through the cutups that way. Phase two, putting the installs in from install one, working your whole way through, and then having a chance in OTAs to actually get out there and not do it on air, do it with the defense in front of you, and get the young players incorporated into it, giving them their first taste of the offense there, and finishing up in mini camp, having a chance to go back to the beginning of things and put some earlier stuff back in and get back to the fundamentals. I'm excited to have Eric. I think he's done a nice job so far. He is a young player. He's going to grow. My concerns are, you know, we'd like to see him get in here in training camp in great condition and ready to go and get some good defensive ends over there, get some good one-on-one battles going with some pads on. And we're excited for that. You know, we're out there running around in our underwear right now, so it's tough to really put a solid foundation or evaluation on these guys at this point up front, but they seem to be working well together, Eric included.
How would connect to you with having him as, you know, being the left tackler? Are you guys still open to possibly moving guys around, and how much are you sold on that being the primary positions for your line at this point?
We like him as a future left tackle of the New York Giants. I'm very comfortable with him being out there right now. You know, nothing's ever set in stone. And, you know, we look forward to getting back here in camp and seeing him jump in there right from the beginning and give a run at it.
What do you see from Justin Pugh as a guard? And why did you want to move him to that spot? And what makes you guys think that he's going to be a successful guard?
He's a football smart guy. He's a hard worker. He brings a nice level of physicality that we like. Some grit to the position right there. It's probably a position that doesn't get as much glamour as a tackle, but when you're on the left side, it's an important position to protect the backside of the quarterback away from his vision. And especially the left guard position is important because a lot goes on there inside. And, you know, when one becomes two and two becomes three and zero becomes one, when all the movement happens, you have to make quick decisions. And we feel Justin can do that.
Do you have him as a veteran now, or is he sort of, you know, kind of like a new guy because he's playing this position and he really hasn't played for you guys again?
He has some experience under his belt. I view him as a veteran.
Ben, do you plan for training camp as if you'll have Cruz and Beckham on day one?
You know, we plan for who's going to be out there day one right now. You know, as we close up shop at this point, you know, if they're there, we'll welcome them back with open arms. You know, if not, then they need to spend their time in the training room and get healthy. But we're going to spend our time focusing on who is out there, who's healthy, and we'll take it from there.
And how has Weston Richburg taken to the responsibilities of center?
Could you repeat that?
How is Weston Richburg taken to his new responsibilities as center?
Yeah, Weston is, he's a natural center. And, you know, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for the offense. I think he brings some energy to the position and to the offense. And, you know, he's a guy, he has, you know, he likes to have control of things. He likes to have his hand on the football, and he works very hard at it.
How has Jeff Schwartz looked to you, you know, what you've been able to gauge?
Jeff's a guy trying to work back into football shape and get healthy. And, you know, when he comes back to camp, we look forward to him being ready to go. And I got to see him with some pads on again. It's tough to evaluate those offensive linemen right now when you're running around with just helmets on.
Had a chance to see your team in OTAs and mini camp. How much do you see a difference when you look out there on the field and you look at how they're doing things in regards to implementing and running the offense than there was last year?
As far as what position?
The offense as a whole, how much do, when you look out there and you see what they're doing and the effectiveness that they're running the offense, can you see a substantial difference? And how much of, and what kind of things do you look at and you say, hey, we're greatly improved here?
You look at the speed of things and the way things get started. Like I said, Weston does a nice job getting up, getting on the ball, and getting the party started. And Eli is a lot quicker at this point in time and getting everything going, getting everything moving. The receivers, the tight ends, the backs are playing fast. We're playing faster on the perimeter. Some young guys have had a nicer opportunity, you know, with some injuries to some veterans, and they've taken full advantage of those opportunities.
How much of a priority has it been for you this offseason to figure out ways to get that run game going again?
Again, it's hard without the pads on, and you're not, technically supposed to be competing out there. They're more just fit drills when you're going against the defense. But I believe the chemistry with the backs and their courses and the offensive line and the tight ends, that's coming along. But we won't know that until we get pads on and get into training camp and start playing games.
The receivers and also Coach Coughlin kind of mentioned that Eli's arm has looked especially live in this camp and kind of throughout the – I mean, have you noticed the same thing? Does his arm look stronger than it did maybe last year?
Eli's put a lot of time and effort into, his footwork, his training there, and to his upper body. And his strengthening and maintenance and those types of things. I like the look in his eye right now, and his off season has been encouraging.
Was any of that work stuff that you asked him to do, or was it just stuff that he just kind of did?
He's put a lot of time and effort into it. We had some collaboration before he left, but the credit goes to Eli.
What do you like about Marshall Newhouse that makes you think that he could be your right tackle right now? And how much experience and how new is that position to him? He's played some on the right, some on the left.
Yeah, Marshall has played a little bit of everywhere. I was with him in the past when he first got into the league. He's played just about every position. I believe he even snapped the ball at one point. He's a smart guy. He gets the game. He's very nimble of foot. And, again, we need to get some pads on, get out there, and get a look at him with the defense moving. Being physical, and he's done it before, and he's done it at a high level before, and he'll have an opportunity to be a major contributor this year.
You obviously know him from Green Bay. Did they come to you and pick your brain on him when you guys were looking at free agents, and how much input did you have there?
There's always open lines of communication upstairs. You'd have to ask him that. That's a good question for him. A lot of those weapons haven't been out there in the off-season program and in minicamp, but I don't think it really matters who's on the field. He brings some energy to the game. He does it in his own way.
How would you describe the role Shane Vereen can play? And he's played that role in the past for his quarterback before Eli.
You can see why Shane has had some of the success that he's had. He can be a quarterback's best friend. In a way, in the passing game, similar to the way tight ends can be. He has great body language coming out of the backfield. He usually does not fool the quarterback, and they seem to be on the same page, and it happened pretty early.
Ben, you said, I think you used the line too last time we spoke in May, that you like the look in Eli's eye right now. What does that look tell you?
That I'm excited for training camp. That's what
tell
him.
About him,
I think he's gaining confidence in what we've asked him to do fundamentally in the system and in the communication that happens in the meeting rooms and the carried on to the field. He's on the same page with his receivers, with his tight ends and his backs, working well with the center and the O-line. So, I think if the second year in the system helps But the confidence comes from, you know, what he put into the time before he got back here. That goes a long way, too.
Odell put up some pretty impressive numbers last year in 12 games. Do you ever sit back and say to yourself, what do I have to do to get those kind of numbers again?
No, I think it's a little too early for that. You know, when Odell gets healthy and gets back out there, we just need to get him and Eli connected and get the chemistry going there. And after that, you know, the rest will take care of itself there. You know, last year he was featured in a lot of ways. This year, you know, there's some more guys in the mix, and it'll be, those opportunities are earned. And when he gets back out there and gets healthy, we look forward to getting chemistry with the quarterback and being able to spread the ball around.
Is there a way to make that up, though, you know, the snaps that they missed this spring, or are you going to kind of rely on muscle memory in that regard?
No. I mean, you know, to me, every year is a new year. And you have to come in and you have to earn for what's going to take place down the road. And it's not like riding a bike. It takes work to get there. And as soon as we can get together, get everyone together and get on the same page and get that chemistry built, you know, the better.